And I hope that all of us will be challenged and blessed from being here. I have a question. Where are you leaning? Maybe you never thought about that. Where are you leaning? It's a really important question. It's also a very personal question. Where are you leaning? And that's the subject of Solomon's statement that I want us to look at tonight in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. How many chapters are there in the book of Proverbs? 31. Hint, hint. How many days in the month? 31 on the most months. That means it'd be a good idea, a good practice to fall into, to read one chapter of Proverbs every day. By the end of the month, you'll have basically read the whole book. So take that as kind of a challenge if you'd like. But in chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, Solomon says this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." These two verses have been forever been claimed by a lot of people as their favorite verse in the Bible. One lady in our last church up in Michigan, anytime I gave them the opportunity to say, "This is my favorite verse," and then I'd make them quote it, she always said Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It's a good one. I have often wondered and sometimes suspected that the person claiming it doesn't really understand the full meaning, though. So maybe I can help you with fully understanding this verse tonight. Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us your word. The Bible says your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Help us to use your word every day of our lives to help us as we make our way through life. Now, Lord, help us tonight as we look at these two verses that are familiar, but maybe we don't fully understand what Solomon is saying. I pray that you would give good thoughts and good words and clear speech to the one who is teaching tonight. And then I pray for those who are listening that they would have, first of all, open ears to take in your truth, that they would have an open mind to interact with the truth, and let it sink deeply so that we may have open hearts to be changed by it. Bless our time together as we share your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 3, verse 5. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." There are two statements in that verse that kind of back each other up. One's positive, one's negative. We're going to look at the negative first. The positive is, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Good thing, right? Negative, lean not on your own understanding. See how these two are sort of at opposite ends? They are what is called mutually exclusive. They can't both be true at the same time. You can't be trusting in the Lord while leaning on your own understanding. These two have to both be at work in our lives to make it what it ought to be. If you're trusting in the Lord, trust in the Lord. But don't be playing games with God and holding some of it back to your own understanding. I think a lot of us do that, don't we? I think we do it all the time. All right. It can't be 50-50. It can't be 60-40. It can't even be 90-10. It's got to be 100% trusting in the Lord. Because if you're not trusting in the Lord, guess what? You're leaning on your own understanding. So, the negative. What does it mean to lean on your own understanding? Some of us, and I include myself in that, some of us have been playing that game for a long time, right? We try to figure out life on our own. We think we've got it together because we have the understanding of what we think we need to do. Now, how do we get to that point? Well, I think there are a lot of sources that people look into to arrive at their own conclusion about their life and about their future. What do we want to know? Well, how long am I going to live? You ever think that? Ever wonder that? How long am I going to live? I've said for many, many years that I'm going to live to be very, very old, because in both sides of my family, we have people who have lived a long time. My great-grandmother Jones was almost 101 when she passed away. A lot of people on my mother's side of the family have lived well into their 90s. But does that mean I'm going to live that long? I don't know. Maybe. How long am I going to live? How's my life going to turn out? Will I get married? Will I have children? I don't know if I've told very many of you this, but I taught Bible part-time in a Christian school up in Jackson, Michigan for about 7 years. And at least once every semester, I would say, you have any questions about the Bible that I can try to answer? And without a fault, at least one girl in that class would say, am I going to be able to have kids before Jesus comes? What's the best answer? Don't ask me. Yeah, it's a great thought, isn't it? And I don't blame them for asking that. But I was kind of got a little chuckle on the inside. I tried not to let it show outside. That's really hard for me, you know. Will I have enough money to retire comfortably? Well, how much do you think you need to retire comfortably? Am I going to die of COVID-19? I remember back in March, we all thought we were, didn't we? To listen to the media. There's a lot of questions that we want to know about life, aren't there? And people look to a lot of different sources for help to try to come to their own conclusion so they can lean on it. You ever played with a Ouija board? Some of you probably have. Those things are scary because they do work. I think there's a dark power behind it. And please don't start checking them out. But people look to a Ouija board. Some people like to have the tarot cards read for them, for their life. Some people turn to astrology. You know, all the signs of the zodiac. I don't even know for sure what mine is, and I really don't care because I don't think you're a worthwhile guide. Do you? Am I going to go to college? Some people turn to TV personalities, so-called experts, for their life direction. Some people look to a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Do those things work for planning your life? No. So my advice would be, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Not that college isn't something that you ought to look into. But don't count on that college education to plan out your life for you. I want to take you to a couple other texts. 1 Corinthians 13. We're not going to camp on these, but we are going to look at them. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. In this verse, Paul says, "For now, right now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now, right now, we know in part, but then I shall know just as I am known." Wherever you are in your life, you don't have it all figured out, right? Good grief, I'm older than anybody else in the room, I think. I will admit that once in a while. I don't have everything figured out. Now we see dimly, but then, face to face, when we see Christ, we'll know it all. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25. This really nails it when it comes to where do you lean. 1 Corinthians 1, 25. "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." What's Paul saying there? If God has foolishness, by the way, he doesn't. But if he did, it's still a whole lot better than you trying to figure things out yourself. That's the PJV, Phil Jones version. All right? Back to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16. Proverbs 16, verse 25. Now this nails it. If you're thinking about trying to figure it all out on your own, Proverbs 16, verse 25. "There is a way that seems right to a man, to a person, but its end is the way of death." You think you got it all figured out? I'll just give you a little hint. God has surprises that he likes to pull on us. Right? You think you got it all figured out? You don't. There is a way that seems right to a person, but the end of it is the way of death. And there's one of my favorite passages in Scripture is Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. This kind of, I think this is the clincher for choosing any other path for direction in life than God and his word. Okay? Isaiah 55, verse 8 and verse 9. These are the words of God. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, Nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. What does that mean? Well, let's look at it this way. Up on the platform, I'm a little bit higher than the rest of you in the room. Unless Alex stands up, and then we'd be about the same height. Isaiah's saying, look, God says, you think you've got it all figured out? My ways are higher than your ways. Oh, I'll move back over. You should have seen me before I had back surgery. I used to wander all over the place. My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts, God says, are higher than your thoughts. God's so high, you know what he can see? He can see the beginning. He can see the end. And he can see everything in between. What do you and I see of life? About that much, right? So who do we need to trust when it comes to life? God, not our own ways. My ways, God says, are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. God is not limited, folks. He is not limited. God doesn't need your help either. Right? God doesn't need your help to figure out your life. God sees the whole picture. So, if I'm leaning on my own understanding, I'm setting myself up for disaster. Right? All human sources change. You got some self-help guru that you trust for direction for your life? Tomorrow they'll probably have a new theory. Right? Yeah. So, Solomon says we have two choices. We can lean on our own understanding, or we can lean on God and God's Word. That's the bottom line. Am I going to lean on my own, trying to figure it all out? Or am I going to trust God? So the positive, verse 5, Proverbs 3, 5, the positive is, trust in the Lord with what? It's okay to talk. All your heart. Right? The word trust in the first part of the verse is basically the same as the word lean in the second part. If you trust something, you are going to lean on it, right? And the word lean kind of has some different ideas to it. It could mean to put your whole weight on it. Lean. I would remind you that we lean every day of our lives in a lot of different ways. Now, be honest with me. When you walk up to a chair to sit on it, do you think, is that thing going to hold me or not? You ever think that? I learned the hard way that sometimes you should. Yeah. No. 9 times out of 10, when you go to sit in the chair, what do? Right? Thinking that the chair will hold you up. When you pick up your phone to make a phone call, do you look at that thing and go, I don't know if I can trust this thing or not. Is it really going to do what I want it to do or not? You don't do that when you use your phone, do you? No, you just punch in the numbers or look it up in your directory and hit the button or do this. Hey, Siri. You trust your phone, right? When you go to the doctor and the doctor checks you over, and then he gets his little thing and he goes, take this to the pharmacy and get it filled and take it the way you're telling. Have you ever looked at doctor's handwriting? Huh? Yeah, Barb has, Pat has. How in the world does the pharmacist know what he's supposed to give me? Yeah, but he does. Yeah. You don't take that bottle of pills and put one in your hand and go, okay, little dude, if I take you, are you really going to do what the doctor says you're going to do? No. You just pop it in, take a glass of water, and go your way. We lean all the time. And the verse says, lean, trust in the Lord with all your heart. As I thought about that, I thought there's many people in the Bible that we could look at as an illustration of that, but I'd have you to think for a little bit about Abraham. Abraham. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. Get the next phrase. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Why did Abraham take off? Because he trusted God. He did what God said because he assumed that God knew more about it than he did. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, you ever thought about what all that meant for Abraham? He left his home. He left everything that was there. He left his relatives. I'm assuming he left a home that he had for himself and Sarah. He left everything that he'd known up to that point in his life. Why did he do it? Because God said. Because God said. He left everything that was familiar, everything that was convenient. He walked away from memories. He walked away from security. And by the way, if you didn't know this before, now you will. Abraham had it made. He really did. We don't have time to do it tonight, but if you want to do a little study on your own, do a little study on Ur. You are. That's where Abraham lived. one of the most advanced societies of its time, one of the richest places. They even had a rather crude water system. They really did. And God said, I want you to leave. Where am I going? None of your business. Huh? Isn't that what God said? God said, start walking, and I'll tell you when to stop. Now, Abraham didn't have a map to follow. He didn't have a GPS to guide him and tell him where to turn and when and how much further it was before he was supposed to turn left or right. Anybody else ever get tired of, I call her Matilda, telling me where to go and when to get there? And but I'm glad I have GPS, especially moving to Indiana, because I didn't know where anything was. No travel agent to set up the trip. No moving company to come and get all his stuff. God said, start walking, and I'll tell you when to stop. Have you ever wondered what was the reaction of Abraham's family and neighbors? What do you think it would have been? It's okay. Tell me. What you? Abraham's crazy. What else? Anybody else? We need to call the guys in the white suits. Oh, he's leaving everything? He's leaving everybody? What's going on with Abraham? Hebrews 11:8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. Write this down. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 4. Abraham left everything that was familiar for a life of faith. Because the word trust means have faith. Have faith. And in Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, now we don't know how long Abraham went on his long journey from Ur to wherever, but in Genesis 12, 7, God says, stop! Stop! This is the place. Can you imagine Abraham going, what? Anybody ever traveled to the Holy Land? I never have either. I've seen a lot of pictures. It's kind of dry and dusty and rocky. It's not the easiest place to make a living, especially back in Abraham's time. But God said, stop, this is it. Abraham is a living illustration of God's promise to a small group of Israelites in Jeremiah 29:11. Some of you have that as one of your life verses too. I like it in the NIV. When God says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And that's what God did with Abraham. Right? All right. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord. Don't lean on your own understanding. Verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. That reinforces the second part of verse 5, or the first part of verse 5, right? All your ways. What does all your ways mean? I have a real simple definition. All means all, and that's all means. All. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Nothing held back. Don't give God 90% and hold back 10% for you to deal with on your own. All your ways, acknowledge Him. What does it mean to acknowledge Him? Pretty simply, it means to say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give up all rights to God with regard to your life and everything in it. Acknowledge Him. Don't leave anything out. Give Him full control. And then take your hands off. Because it's no longer your business, it's God's business. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He will direct your paths. He will do it if you turn over control to Him. Just give it all to Him without holding anything back. Back to Abraham for a second. God said, leave. What if Abraham would have said, sorry, I'm not interested? Huh? Would he have ever arrived where he was supposed to get? No. In order to get there, Abraham had to do what? Leave. And trust God to direct his path. And then Solomon says, He will direct your paths. Some of the newer translations say, He will make your paths straight. Now, if you've been walking with the Lord for any period of time, has your path been straight? Huh? No? Now, what does it mean then? It doesn't mean that there won't be twists and turns along the path of life. It doesn't mean that there won't be any potholes in your life or any cul-de-sacs. I'll be honest. How many of you have ever driven around and around and around a cul-de-sac trying to find where you were going? Does life feel like that sometimes? You bet it does. Doesn't mean there won't be slow bumps along the way of your life either. By the way, that's a misnomer. Most people call them what? Speed bumps? Do you go over them speedy? No, you go over them slow. Right? So they're slow bumps, not speed bumps. Yeah, have you had any speed bumps in your life? How much time you got? Pat and I can tell you about a few speed bumps in our life. Sometimes it seems like that's all there is, right? Potholes, speed bumps, cul-de-sacs. Life can be confusing. Solomon says, He will direct your paths. He will make your path straight. When do you see the path as straight? When you get to the end of your life and you look in the mirror. It's true. It's true. When you get to the end of your life or toward the end of your life and you check life's rearview mirror, guess what? All makes sense. Why? Because you let the Lord take control. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. He will make your paths straight. A lot more could be said about Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. But if that clock on the wall is timed with a trap door under this chair, I'm in trouble. I want you to take some time and think about Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. All right? And if you're trying to figure life out, don't grab a Ouija board. Don't listen to Oprah or Uncle Phil or whatever his name is. Huh? Dr. Phil. I don't know, is he really a doctor? Is that, I don't know. Don't go grabbing the latest publication of Psychology Today. What should you do to figure life out? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then don't go around leaning on your own understanding. Because sooner or later you're going to go, trust in the Lord. And He will direct your paths. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that Solomon was wise enough to pen these words under the inspiration and direction of the Holy Spirit. Help us to take these words of Solomon seriously. And decide right now that from now on, we're going to trust in the Lord for direction in life instead of trying to figure it out on our own and ending up in trouble. Help us to acknowledge You, to say yes, sir, to You, and give You control of our life so that in the end, our paths will be made straight. Lord, I don't know what is happening in people's minds and hearts tonight, but I know You do. And I pray that if there are those who need to spend some time quietly talking to You, that they will do that so that they can make sure that they're leaning in the right place. Not leaning on their own understanding, but trusting You completely. And we'll trust You to do that work in our hearts and lives tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.